Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
Enough. That's the elusive measurement so many of us chase after hour, day in and day out, year after year. Can you relate to the confession of social activist Lynn Twist? For me, she says, and for many of us, our first waking thought of the day is, I didn't get enough sleep. The next one is, I don't have enough time. Whether true or not, that thought of not enough occurs to us automatically before we even think to question or examine it. We spend most of the hours and the days of our lives hearing, explaining, complaining, or worrying about what we don't have enough of. Before we even sit up in bed, before our feet touch the floor, we're already inadequate, already behind, already losing, already lacking something. And by the time we go to bed at night, our minds are racing with a litany of what we didn't get or didn't get done that day. We go to sleep burdened by these thoughts and wake up to that reverie of lack. Twist calls this an internal condition of scarcity. A scarcity mindset, she concludes, lives at the very heart of our jealousies, our greed, our prejudice. Twist isn't a Christian, but she's identified a valid human condition and points out what the results are of doing life in our own strength, our own sufficiency. Yes, it can be so easy, even for Christians, to fall into this way of thinking that assesses the worth of our lives without God, without His abundance, and the adequacy that He promises to those who follow Him. In this world, it's easy to forget who God is, what He promises, and why we're here. Life lived with an inadequate view of God is one of constant striving. At times, our problem is we have a very low view of our God, says Pastor Mel Kaparos in his book, Enough is Enough. We fail to see Him for who He really is, a great, powerful, majestic, glorious, and mighty God for whom nothing is difficult. This is the God that the Bible says is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Young lions go lacking and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing, Psalm 34 declares. Whether it's resources, skills, or wisdom, the Bible says that God will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. When we struggle with a scarcity mentality, we're also forgetting that the purpose of the life of a follower of Jesus isn't solely accomplishment in the here and now, although we can bring Him glory in whatever the work or activities of our lives are. In the words of the songwriter John Foreman, we were meant to live for so much more. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, the Apostle Paul summarized for us in the New Testament book of Corinthians. The Westminster Catechism, a traditional summary of Christian beliefs, asks the question, what is the chief end or purpose of man? And it answers, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. If you remembered Him and His word as you wakened this morning, went about your day with and for Him, and thanked Him as you finally rested on your bed, that is enough. He will equip you with everything good for doing His will, promises Hebrews 12:21. When the thought of not enough creeps into your mind, remember if you are a follower of Jesus, He promises that you are enough because He is enough.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.